Welcome to the deep dive. You know, it's funny how sometimes the most, well, ordinary documents can actually hold some really surprising stories.
Absolutely. The mundane can be quite revealing.
Exactly. So today, we're putting that idea to the test. We've got something seemingly straightforward. A new hire form for someone named Marina Cooper.
A new hire form.
Oh, yeah. Can a simple admin document like this actually give us a proper deep dive into what a new job really means and maybe what it says about the organization's priorities?
It often can. You'd be surprised.
Okay. Let's unpack this then. So right off the bat, Marina Cooper's new hire form looks, you know, pretty standard.
Mm-hmm. The usual details.
Right. It says she's coming in as a full-time postdoctoral research fellow starting August 1st, 2022.
Okay. Postdoc?
Salary's listed at $63,038. That's for a 40-hour week. And she reports to Alexandra Spalding's Scholarship and Research Office.
Standard reporting structure.
Yeah, and it clarifies, too, she's not a student, it's not a joint appointment. But interestingly, her on-campus hours marked as variable.
Ah, variable. That's often significant for research roles.
Is it? Well, what does that usually signal? For a full-time role, it sounds a bit unusual.
Well, that variable detail, it often points to a high degree of autonomy. Trust, really.
Autonomy, okay.
Yeah, for a postdoctoral research fellow, it likely means the work isn't just sitting at a desk from 9 to 5. It could mean field work, maybe remote data analysis, or she just needs to manage her own research schedule.
So flexibility based on the project needs.
Exactly. It suggests real intellectual independence is expected. And about that salary, the $63,000, that's pretty much in the typical range for entry-level postdocs, especially if they're grant-funded. It shows a standard level of investment.
Okay, that makes sense. The autonomy piece is interesting. Now, this next detail, I think this really shifts things. The form specifically says the position is grant-funded.
Yes.
That's the key.
From your experience, what does grant-funded immediately tell you? What does it imply? That's often the most pivotal clue on these things. Grant-funded positions are, well, almost always highly specific, project-driven.
Right, tied to a particular goal.
Precisely. Created for a distinct purpose, often time-limited, too. It tells you about her role, sure, but also hints at the university actively chasing external money for, you know, specific high-impact studies.
A snapshot of priorities, like you said.
Exactly. Hidden in plain sight. And look, in Marina's case, the form even gives us the grant name.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
It says, CSA, Minority Stress, and Hazardous Drinking, F32.
Okay. CSA, Minority Stress, and Hazardous Drinking, F32.
Wow, that is specific.
Very. And that tells us so much.
Okay, hold on. CSA and F32, those sound like important bits of jargon there. Can you break those down quickly? What do they mean in this context?
Sure. So F32, that's a code from the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. It refers to a specific type of award, the Ruth L. Kirstein National Research Service Award.
Okay, so it's a specific type of grant. Yes, and it's an individual fellowship. It's not just funding a project. It's investing in Marina's training and development as a researcher. It's prestigious, highly competitive. It signals they see real potential in her.
Wow. Okay, so this isn't just any job.
None at all. And CSA, well, the form doesn't spell it out, but in public health research, especially linked with minority stress, CSA often stands for childhood sexual abuse or sometimes community stressors and adversity.
I see.
Given the rest of the title, minority stress, hazardous drinking, it strongly suggests her work looks at how early adversity or community level stress impacts health later on, like drinking patterns.
That adds a whole other layer. So connecting that grant name to the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Her work is really focused, laser-focused even.
Absolutely. On that intersection of community stress, specifically minority stress, and how it relates to hazardous drinking.
It means her work is, well, highly specialized and tackling a pretty significant public health issue.
Directly. Aiming to understand, maybe even find ways to address these really complex problems.
And kind of reinforcing that research focus, the form lists required software SPSS, which is stats software, right?
Correct. Standard for quantitative research.
And she needs access to an S-owned computer, a specific P drive folder, UNI Lab 2223. Very specific operational details.
All pointing towards data analysis and lab infrastructure.
Exactly. Mm. But just as we think we're getting the full picture, the form throws us a bit of a curveball.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's this, like, glaring blank space, the section for one, two sentences describing the position responsibilities, completely empty.
Huh, that is interesting. Left blank.
So what does that mean? Is it common for that part to be missing? It seems pretty crucial.
It raises that question, doesn't it? What do we infer when info is missing, but other details sort of fill the gaps?
Yeah.
Well, despite that blank line, you look at the grant name, the F-32 status, the SPSS requirement. It paints a pretty clear picture anyway.
You think so, even without the description?
I do. It signals she's not just, you know, assisting someone. She'll be doing rigorous data-driven research, analyzing complex data related directly to that grant, CSA, minority stress, and hazardous drinking.
So the grant is the job description, essentially.
In many ways, yes, especially with an F-32, which funds her research proposal. The role is defined by the science she proposed to do, not some generic list of duties. It's about achieving the grant's aims.
I see. So the absence tells its own story.
Exactly. Those seemingly minor details or even the gaps can be incredibly informative if you know how to read between the lines.
It really is remarkable how this simple new hire form, which looked so mundane at first, actually unpacks into this really specific, impactful research role focused on such a critical health topic.
It really is a fascinating little window into grant-funded academia.
Yeah.
And it just underscores that principle, you know, data, even seemingly boring administrative data, always has a story. You just need to ask the right questions.
It's not just what's on the form.
Right. It's what the form represents. Research funding, institutional goals, an individual scientist's journey.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other everyday documents that you just glance at, utility bill, maybe a meeting agenda, whatever, what stories are hidden there if you just took a moment for a little a deep dive?
It's a great question. What untold stories are sitting in plain sight all around us? Something to think about.